man, Charlie Groth. He gets the first prize for coming the longest distance to the Florida Folk Festival. He came all the way from Australia. Sydney, Australia, to be here with us. And he's here just for a few days. And he's, when did you say you're leaving? Next Sunday? Taking off again for a summer of touring more? Yeah, he's, this man performs all year long all over the world. He is a multi-instrumentalist. He is a teacher, songwriter. He is the director and of the Sunshine State Music Camp that occurs every October, second weekend in October. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later. He has CDs. He's just another whole package here at the Florida Folk Festival. Please welcome Mr. Charlie Groth.
There, nothing wrong with that. We're going to take a second to get our sound just right here for you. Our entire set was sacrificed to on-the-job training yesterday and on the amphitheater stage where the incompetent sound people were learning how to do their job. So what we'd like to do here is not have that happen, and these are people who've been doing good sound all weekend, and we'll give them a chance to get us just right. If we could have a little hotter monitors, we would like that. A little more stuff, a little more gas on all the monitors. Let's see if, can we hear this guitar? Now you, can we hear that one? Yeah, it's buzzing. Okay, maybe a bad pickup. Okay, we'll get it here. If we don't, we'll mic it. Yeah. No, it's something in the system. We're just not going to do it until we get it right here this morning.
The reason it's humming is
well, we'll get it working. On my right here is Jim Davis. On my left, yes, that deserves a hand right there. Jim got up this morning and looked in the obituaries, and he was not there, so he's been cheerful all morning. Carl, on the other hand, no, he wasn't there. This is Carl Wade on the guitar. And right over here, in the delightful chapeau, is Norm MacDonald, who plays all kinds of neat rhythm stuff. And that was the aliens landing, is what that was. I'll tell you, we're having to get... Ah, there we go, huh? How about that? Find that hum and kill it, huh? Now then, if I can get a little more monitor on my guitar, we can begin this extravaganza. Just a little more monitor on my guitar. Or maybe hike the treble slightly or something. Well, there's our hum back again. I'd say that the direct box is probably dead, huh?
They're all good. They're all...
Well, that's not a good thing. We really can't play with that going on. For him or me? Well, I guess we can. Yeah. Okay, I'm coming out of here.
Yep.
Well, I tell you.
I don't know what to do.
I don't either. So all the direct boxes are doing that, huh? There, that begins to sound more like it. There's just no use in trying to play it if it's not working. You know, as we get a little bit older, it gets a little bit more difficult to get up at this hour of the morning and play. although it is, it's almost 11 o'clock, or it's a little after 11 o'clock, but gee, we play until way late at night. And Jim, I know, was suffering from some of the angst of getting a little older. I'm sure that you've all participated in that angst at some point. And he got up one morning not long ago, and he's looking in the full-length mirror, and he said, boy, oh boy, addressing his wife, he said, I'm looking in the mirror here, and he said, I'm going bald, and I've got to wear glasses, and I've got a tummy here, and my legs are all bow-legged, and I just feel bad about myself. And he said to her, he said, say something that makes me feel better. Well, she said, there's nothing wrong with your eyesight. All right. Let's do a little tune called I Am a Pilgrim. This is a Merle Travis tune, and it goes exactly like this. I am a pilgrim, and I am a stranger, just traveling through this wearisome land. And I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and I believe, good Lordy, I believe it's not made by hand. Now I've got a mother, I've got a sister and a brother who have gone to that sweet home. And I'm determined, well, yes, I am, to go and see them, good Lord, over on, good Lordy, over on that other shore. Here's Carl Way. Give him a hand. That doesn't happen by accident. Now when I go down to the river of Jordan just to bathe my wearisome soul, if I could touch but the hem of his garment, good Lord, well, I believe, good Lordy, I believe that it would make me whole. And when I'm dead, laying in my coffin, Lord, and all of my friends come and gather around, they'll say, well, he's not dead, oh no, he's just sleeping, sweet peace, good Lord, hey, sweet peace, my soul is found. I'm gonna pick now. A stranger just traveling through this wearisome land, and I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and I believe, good Lordy, I believe it's not made by hand. Thanks. Thank you very much. I appreciate that a lot. We all appreciate that a lot. You know, you'd be surprised how many times in this modern world I have to remind people that this isn't television and that's not a movie, but it's real life and it's an interactive medium. Believe me, your applause is why we're here. That's what this is about. We're darn sure not in it for the money. Okay, we need a little more monitor on Carl's guitar, and it sounds to me like we need considerably more bass fiddle in the mix. So, okay, good deal. All right, let's do another one here. You know, I do get the chance to travel around the world and play music, and as it happens right now, I've got a chart tune in New Zealand and in Denmark at the same time, and I'm going to play that tune for you. It's in the top 10 in New Zealand right now, and has been for about 10 weeks, and it is in the top 40 in Denmark right now, a tune that I wrote called I Wish I Didn't Know. I went to visit an old gentleman once who had been on the road most of his life, and he'd retired from that and had a nice job and had lots of money and the illusion of security and all of that, and as we visited and I was ready to leave and go on my trip, he said, you know, I wish to God I didn't know what the road life was like, and then I wouldn't miss it. And boy, my songwriter's bump went twang, and I thought I would write a song. And so here's that song, and I'm happy to say it has been recorded a couple of times. The Miles of Memory show in Nebraska has recorded it, and it's on the charts in Denmark and New Zealand, called I Wish I Didn't Know. Sometimes I wish to God I'd never seen a highway, and I wish I didn't know where highways go. Wish I'd never climbed around the high Sierras, and I'd never heard a freight train's whistle blow. I've got a good job and a good home in the city, put my money in the bank and I watch it grow. But sometimes I still think about those highways, and then I wish to God I didn't know. Now there's a little cabaret in Kansas City, and there's a senorita down in Mexico. There's a fiddle-playing friend of mine in Houston, and in the mountains north of Denver there's still snow. There's a white line in my heart that I used to follow, tried to tell myself today I would never go. But sometimes I still think about those highways, and then I wish to God I didn't know. Now the music of a million miles is a kind you can't forget. Those big tires make it all along the way. That old road song may have an end, but no one's a found it yet. And folks are out there singing every single day. Now I won't tell you that I'm always feeling restless, and I do believe in going with the flow. But sometimes I still think about those highways, and then I wish to God I didn't know. I won't pick it up. Now the music of a million miles is a kind you can't forget. Those big tires make it all along the way. That old road song may have an end, but no one's found it yet. And folks are out there singing every single day. Now I won't tell you that I'm always feeling restless, and I do believe in a go with the flow. But sometimes I still think about those highways, and then I wish to God I didn't know. No, I won't tell you that I'm always a-feeling restless, and I do believe in a-going with the flow. But sometimes I still think about those endless rolling highways, and then I wish to God I didn't know.
All right. Thank you very much.
I guess I'm going to go ahead and do this tune. I was thinking of cutting it because we're probably running into show, but I want to do this. I do some writing of tunes in alternate tunings and so forth, and this is one I'm going to do by myself here. And this tune is called Black Range Tales. I used to live in New Mexico, where a bunch of us that liked art and music and poetry had a white teepee that we used to sit on a ridge in New Mexico, and from that ridge north, from that ridge, it was 500 miles to the next human anything. And we used to sit on that ridge and listen to the wind and so forth. And this tune, Black Range Tales, is meant to portray in the sounds of the guitar some of those experiences. Now, gents, I'm going to switch to the other guitar now. Hello. I'm going to switch to the other guitar now, which will have different characteristics from this one. And also, we didn't test that one without the pickup, so let's see what we get. For those of you that give a darn, I've got this in what we call the double G with a drop D tuning. That means it's GBD, GBD, and then drop the bottom G to a D. Isn't that exciting news? Wow, what would you guys have done without knowing that?
I wish I didn't know.
Yeah, he wishes he didn't know. I was going to play my theremin for you, but doggone it, somebody did that. So. All right. You don't believe that for a second, do you? So let me see if I can do this standing up. That might be another interesting exercise. Oh, it went all out of tune from being thrown on the floor because there's no stand. You know, it's just not going to work. Oh, God. Come on, guys. Let's just play. Here we go. God damn. All right. Well, that was a thought. Yeah. All right. What shall we do? Let's do a little swing tune, shall we? Like to hear some swing? How many of you know who Tex Williams is? By golly, there's somebody who actually knows who Tex Williams is. I can't believe it. Tex Williams was quite a swing singer in his day, and he played with Spade Cooley and a number of people.
You know
where
Tex Williams was from?
I don't know.
Illinois.
Is he? Okay. He was from Texas, Illinois. Little unknown little town over there in Illinois. Now you got me clear off the track. I have no idea what the hell I was going to say. Let's just play the tune. You can't break my heart. 1, 2, 3. Well, you can't break my heart. It's been broken before, broken by someone just like you. And a broken heart that mends can't be broken again. I know that sounds hard-hearted, but it's true. Now I play the game of loving broken hearts, and I just wanna warn you right from the very start that you can't break my heart. It's been broken before, broken by someone just like you. Here comes Carl Way. What are you supposed to be doing? Well, I played the game of a loving broken heart, and I just want to warn you right from the very start that you can't break my heart. It's been broken before, broken by someone just like you. It's been broken before, broken by someone just like you. And a broken heart that bends can't be broken again. I know that sounds hard-hearted, but it's true. Well, this is going home, Jen. Oh, no, you can't break my heart. It's been broken before, broken by someone just like you.
All right. A little bit of... We're going to conclude this little excursion with a Carter Family tune. Is there anyone in this group who hasn't heard of the Carter Family? I didn't think so. Is there anyone in this group who knows where Maybelle Carter spent the last years of her life? She spent them in Newport Richey, Florida, where Johnny Cash has a property, had a property, and in fact she passed away in Newport Richey a number of years ago. When she was 16 years old, Maybelle developed the bass lead style of guitar playing that revolutionized country music in its day. What I'm going to do is play the old Carter Family theme song. And you'll know it when you hear it, and you'll be able to sing along with the chorus, even if you don't know it right now. And I might announce on the stage right now that we need that cart to be here to pick up Jim Davis. It needs to be here right now, and it needs to be right out here waiting to take him to the next stage. So since I don't see it there, we need to arrange that real quick. So let's do Keep on the Sunny Side, and then we'll go. There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we all so may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we'll keep on the sunny side of life. Now the storm and its fury broke today. Dashing hopes we had cherished so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away, and the sun again will shine bright and clear. If we'll keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side, keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if we'll keep on the sunny side. Blamp on sea. Ladies and gentlemen, I do want to take notice that I do have some CDs here. If you'd like to have a CD, they're available. I have come all the way around the world to be here today, and I'm very happy to be here, and I hope you're enjoying the festival. We're going to sing it out one more time, and then we're going to leave you. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we'll keep on the sunny side of life. A little tag and then we're done. Jim Davis, Carl Wade, Norm MacDonald. I'm Charlie Green.